Welcome back to The Family Architect, beautiful soul. This is Sacred Reclamation, and you've landed in the part of the journey where we go deeper into the body, into the part of you that responds before you've had a chance to think, that space between the trigger and the reaction. Today, I want to give you something incredibly simple and incredibly powerful from the Regulated Mother Method. It's not a mindset hack, it's not a mantra, it's a body-based tool to help you regulate before you react. So let's settle together, inhale through your nose, exhale through your mouth, let your shoulders drop and let your belly soften. Here we go. When you're triggered, your body responds before your brain can even make sense of it. That means your heart rate, your muscles, your breath, your voice, all react automatically. And unless you've learned how to catch that moment, how to stay within yourself instead of abandoning or attacking, you'll default to one of your patterned reactions. You'll yell, you shut down, you get cold, you panic, you crumble, and afterwards you feel the guilt, the shame, the heartbreak. You wonder, why do I keep doing this? But love, this is not your fault. This is your nervous system trying to protect you. The problem is, it's using old maps for a new life. Here's what most people don't understand about triggers. They're not actually about the present moment. They're about your nervous system responding and recognizing a pattern from your past and trying to keep you safe. When your child has a meltdown and you feel rage, it's not really about the spilled juice or the refused shoes. It's about some part of you that learned long ago that chaos means danger. When your child cries and you feel panic, it's not about their tears. It's about some part of you that learned that others' emotions were overwhelming and you had to fix them immediately to feel safe. When your child doesn't listen and you feel desperation, it's not about their behavior. It's about some part of you that learned that being ignored meant being abandoned. Your nervous system is trying to protect you based on old information. And that's why we need new tools. That's why the Regulated Mother Method is the foundation of everything we do at The Family Architect and Fantastic Futures. Because when you're parenting by design rather than by default, you're making conscious choices from a regulated nervous system instead of unconscious reactions from old wounds. It gives you a new map that helps you respond from the present moment, not from your past wounds. Let me introduce you to the ground, root, send sequence. This is one of our foundational tools inside the Regulated Mother Method for real-time nervous system calm. It's designed to meet you in the moment, not after. And you don't need a yoga mat. You don't need a therapist in the room. You just need your body and a few seconds. But here's what makes this different from other calming techniques. This isn't about suppressing your feelings or forcing yourself to be calm. It's about staying with yourself long enough to choose your response rather than defaulting to your reaction. The first thing to do when you feel the heat rising, the panic building, the urge to explode, ground. That means bringing your attention to your body right now. Do this by pushing your feet into the floor, pressing your hands together, touching your thighs or chest, feeling the weight of your body in space, and naming it out loud. I have feet. I am in my body. This moment is safe even if it feels intense. Why it works? It interrupts the runaway train of reaction. When you're triggered, your consciousness literally leaves your body. You go into what we call trauma time, where past, present, and future collapse into one overwhelming experience. Grounding brings you back to clock time. It signals to your brain, hey, we're here, we're safe. This is now, not then. Let me give you some variations of grounding because not everyone connects with their body in the same way. For visual people, look around the room and name five things you can see. I see the lamp. I see the couch. I see my child. I see the window. I see my hands. For auditory people, listen and name three sounds you can hear. I can hear the dishwasher. I can hear traffic. I hear my breathing. For kinesthetic people, feel your body. I feel my back against this chair. I feel my feet in these shoes. I feel the air on my skin. The key is interrupting the spiral of activation and bringing yourself back to the present moment. Once you're grounded, go deeper. Rooting is the energetic and somatic practice of remembering that you are supported. You don't have to hold everything. You can imagine a golden cord running from your spine into the earth, tree roots growing from your feet into the ground, or your ancestors standing behind you, lending you their strength. And you can place your hand on your heart and one on your belly, saying, I don't have to fix this right now. I am supported. I'm allowed to pause. I have help, even when I can't see it. This step is essentially important, depending on your awakening trigger map results. The regulated mother method recognizes that every mother has unique nervous system patterns. If you tend to go numb or shut down, rooting helps you remember that you can stay present without being overwhelmed. If you tend towards hypervigilance or control, rooting helps you remember that you don't have to manage everything alone. If you get flooded with emotions, rooting helps you feel held while you move through the intensity. Let me share some different ways to root, depending on what resonates with you. Spiritual rooting. I'm held by something larger than myself. I am part of a web of love and support. Practical rooting. I have friends who love me. I have resources. I have gotten through hard things before. Somatic rooting. Imagine actual roots growing from your sitting bones or feet into the earth. Feel yourself as part of nature, held by the ground beneath you. Ancestral rooting. The women who came before me are with me. Their strength flows through me and I'm not alone in this. That got me through a couple of childbirths, I can tell you. The goal is to move from isolation, that feeling of I have to handle this all by myself, to connection, to I'm supported even in this moment. Now that you've grounded and rooted, you can send energy through your body in a conscious way. That might look like a deep, audible exhale. A gentle shake of your arms or hands, rolling your shoulders, stretching your arms up and then releasing them down. It can add a mantra. You can add a mantra like, I choose calm. I choose presence. I don't need to rush this. I can respond instead of react. This step is about moving the activated energy through your system rather than letting it build up and explode outward. Think of it like this. When you're triggered, your nervous system creates energy for fight or flight. But most parenting moments don't actually require fighting or fleeing. So that energy needs to go somewhere. Sending helps you discharge that energy consciously so it doesn't leak out as yelling, withdrawing, or passive aggression. Here are some different ways to send. Vocal sending. Make sounds. Sigh loudly. Hum. Let your vocal cords release the tension. Physical sending, like shaking your hands, roll your shoulders, do a little shimmy, move the energy through your body. Breathwork sending. Take three deep breaths, making the exhale longer than the inhale. This activates your parasympathetic nervous system. Energetic sending. Imagine sending the overwhelming energy down through your roots into the earth where it can be composted into something useful. You're not reacting, you're choosing. You've bought yourself time. Time to pause, time to be who you want to be, not who your trauma taught you to be. Let me tell you about Mel, one mother I work with. She was in the school car park toddler screaming, baby needing a feed, backpack spilled all over the pavement. Her blood was boiling. Her breath was shallow. She said, I was about to lose it. I could feel the yell coming, that familiar heat rising up in my chest and into my throat. Then she remembered, ground, root, send. She pushed her feet into the gravel. She imagined roots holding her steady. She took one deep breath and whispered, I choose calm. And it changed the next 90 seconds. She didn't yell. She didn't freeze. She calmly gathered her bags, scooped her child, and breathed through it. Not because she's a super mum, but because she had a tool. Here's another story. Emma was making dinner when her two kids started fighting over a toy. The screaming escalated. One child hit the other, and Emma felt that familiar surge of overwhelming rage. Instead of shouting from the kitchen, she put down the knife she was holding, pressed her feet on her hands on the counter, and she thought, ground, root, send. She felt her feet on the floor. She imagined her grandmother's hands on her shoulders. She took a deep breath and calmly walked to where her children were. I see you two kids are having a struggle, she said. Let's figure this out together. The fight de-escalated immediately, not because the technique was magic, but because Emma's regulated nervous system helped to regulate theirs. Now, I want to address something important. This tool isn't always going to work in the way we might expect. Sometimes you'll ground, root, and send, and you'll still feel activated. Sometimes you'll raise your voice and feel overwhelmed. That's not failure, that's being human. The goal isn't to never feel triggered. The goal is to stay with yourself when you are triggered, when you can choose your response instead of defaulting to your pattern. And sometimes your chosen response might be imperfect. But when you're responding from consciousness instead of reacting from unconsciousness, repair becomes possible. And if you want to take this further, look into the regulated mother method where we do turn off the triggers. But you can say to your child, I raised my voice just then. I was feeling overwhelmed. I didn't handle it well. I'm sorry. Let me try again. This teaches your child that adults can make mistakes and repair them. It models emotional responsibility and it shows them that relationships can handle imperfection. So let me give you some variations of the ground, root, send sequence for different situations. When you're feeling overwhelmed, focus extra time on the rooting step. Really feel yourself being held and supported. When you're feeling angry, emphasize the sending step. Move that fiery energy through your body with breath and movement. When you're feeling disconnected or numb, spend more time grounding. Really feel your body, your weight, your presence in space. When you're in public, you can do this sequence silently even, and subtly. Press your feet down, take a breath, imagine your roots. When you're holding your baby, place one hand on your heart, feel your feet, breathe deeply, and imagine roots growing from wherever you're sitting or standing. Here's what I want you to understand. Your nervous system is incredibly intelligent. It's been keeping you alive and functioning, even when things were hard. These reactions aren't character flaws, they're survival strategies that once served you, but now, as a mother, you get to choose new strategies, ones that serve not just your survival, but your thriving, and your child's thriving too. This is the heart of the regulated mother method. This is how we architect families rooted in connection rather than control. When you regulate your nervous system, you're not just helping yourself, you're helping your child learn regulation too. Children learn emotional regulation through co-regulation. When they're dysregulated and you stay regulated, their nervous system begins to mirror yours. You become their anchor in the storm. And this is how we break generational patterns through the regulated mother method. When you're dysregulated and they're dysregulated, you amplify each other's activation. Two nervous systems in chaos, trying to find safety together. This is why your regulation is not selfish, it's strategic. It's the foundation of parenting by design. It's how you architect a family where children learn that they can feel big things and still be safe. Your invitation today is simple. Practice the ground, root, send sequence once today. Not when everything is perfect, but right in the middle of the hard moment. You don't have to use all the words. You don't have to do it right. Just notice your body, come home to it, and interpret the reaction before it becomes regret. Here's how to practice. Start small. Try this when you feel mildly activated, not in your biggest triggers. Build the muscle when the stakes are lower. Be gentle. If you forget to use the tool, don't shame yourself. Just notice, oh, I forgot I had the option. I'll try to remember next time. Adapt it. Make the tool your own. Use the words that resonate. Find the grounding techniques that work for your body. Repair when needed. If you still react in old ways, model repair. Show your children that adults can make mistakes and make amends. You'll feel the difference. Your child will feel the difference. And slowly, moment by moment, your nervous system will start to believe it's safe now. We don't have to live in defense. Again, the regulated mother method helps you to remove those triggers. But you are not your triggers. You are not your past reactions. You are a woman remembering how to lead from her body, not just from her mind. And that is sacred. This is the work of the regulated mother method. This is how we stop parenting from our old wounds and start parenting from our wisdom. This is how we architect families by design rather than by default. Now, in our next episode, we'll begin to explore how the Trigger Awakening Map Quiz can help you uncover your dominant emotional pattern and what it means for your healing journey. Until then, breathe gently, touch your heart, come home to yourself. You are doing the work that changes everything. Now, if you're ready to take this ground, root, send sequence to the next level, I want to tell you about something special. I've created the 5-Minute Miracle, a comprehensive guide that takes everything we've talked about today and gives you even deeper tools, specific scripts for different situations, and advanced techniques for nervous system regulation. For just $17 US, you can get the complete system that thousands of mothers have used to transform their triggering moments into connected ones. And here's what I really want from you. If the Family Architect podcast is serving you, if these tools are changing how you show up for your family, please do 3 things. First, follow the podcast so you never miss an episode. Second, leave a review wherever you're listening. Your words help other mothers find this work, and honestly, they keep me going on the hard days when there's so much to do. And third, share this episode with one mother who needs to hear it. Share it in your mum's group, send it to a friend, post it on your stories. This work spreads through mothers supporting mothers. Thank you for being here and choosing consciousness, for architecting something beautiful with your family. Until next time, love.